Final hour for the week. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app. Your home smart speaker up on TSN 2. Brian Hazio, Dog Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. Dear Hazy B makes a triumphant return in about a half an hour. And
nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We made our picks yesterday. I guess you guys have an hour to determine whether or not you want to change.
No, I told you.
No.
I'm not doing that.
No, you're keeping Buffalo? Okay.
I don't think you can. Like, once you put a bet in, you can't just rescind the bet, right?
No,
like,
but it's fantasy world with these guys, though, Noodles.
But if you...
Oh, okay.
If you buy
it doesn't matter because we're not changing it.
But if you buy a pro line ticket, you can't go back to the store and be like, sorry, like I want to nullify that one because I just got some information.
Hey, you know what? It's a new year. It's a new me. I admit when I was wrong.
You weren't wrong.
Dear
I think
NZB.
It's Al's brother's
just like
fault.
The first hour, I had an internet problem. I think my neighbor he knocked something down or drilled something. I was patient. I said it'll come back. And I had to do a bunch of different things, resets, you know, turn on and off, and it came back. New me.
Look
is this
that.
The neighbor who thinks you played defense for Humber College?
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That one does hurt.
That's
Humber
it.
College.
Like, I would have bet it all. I would have bet my life he was going to say, you're on TV every day and used to play for the Leafs. And he came at me with, were you a right shot D with Humber College back in the 80s?
So specific, too.
Like, I'm like, absolutely not.
He wanted it to be true, too, right? Like, he remembers that guy. Just
he was convinced it was true.
Yeah.
He's
like,
you played right D for Humber College. And I'm like, no way, man. No way have I ever gone to Humber College or was I a right D man.
That's the thing. Like, if you're going to go below the NHL, immediately it's an insult to the two of you because you made it there. At least say, you know, the OHL, Junior B, maybe the American Hockey
League.
Yeah, but
he doesn't know. If you don't know and you don't care,
I
don't care either. And he was just thinking that he played against me at Humber College.
Right.
And it was a swing and a miss.
Yeah, that hurts. But anyway, it's all good. Look at you turning over a new page. Positive thinking. I wonder if it's positive thinking for Mitch Trubisky today, because it's got to be difficult when you're three games into a new job and everyone wants you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody in Pittsburgh wants him to be the quarterback anymore. He has support from the head coach. Mike Tomlin shot it down immediately, but like I don't think he's got any support in Pitt. None. Steeler fans, they just want him out already. He's played three games.
Yeah. Oof, well, what's Tomlin supposed to do? Like, he can only defend it. Like, that's what coaches do. They're like, we're going to roll with this, but deep down inside, he hates it too.
Yeah, he knows.
And he's scrambling to find an answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, it's tough to transition, man. They had Roethlisberger for a long time. They've had a lot of success. Mike Tomlin, all he does is win. And it's only three games. They're 1-2. They're still in it. It doesn't mean that they're not going to finish above 500. But it's not looking as if it's moving in that direction. And they have the kid, Kenny Pickett. They don't want to play him. I don't blame them.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's crossed Tomlin's mind? You know where I'm going with this. To send a text to Benny.
Ooh.
Probably it has.
I think it's crossed his mind to just say, hey, how big is your boiler right now?
That
curiosity.
needs to be in the text, though, right? You up? Also, what are you tipping the scales at these days?
What do you think?
No, I really liked Big Benny. I really liked those undershirts you used to wear. Can you send a pic of you in one?
I think there was a pic of him hanging out at camp a few weeks ago, and it didn't look as if fitness was still a high priority.
Really?
Now, that could be fake news. You know, who knows? He was a pro athlete for a long time. But
dude, apparently people that have been around him, like celebrity type stuff, say that guy is just, he's a monster. Like, he's just a massive human being.
Yes. He's huge. He's huge. And he used to take on contact more than any other quarterback, which is a bit of a dangerous strategy, right? It's like a boxer who plays rope-a-dope. Like, come hit me as long as you want, but eventually I'm going to get you back. He used to get crushed. Remember how many times he would be down and he'd just crawl up and get back into the huddle? And, like, he didn't leave games, but he was tough as nails, and he was a big dude. And if he's that big and he's that battered and beaten up, think about what the guys are like on the other side of the ball, right? Like, as big as Roethlisberger is, Think about how big J.J. Watt must be, you know, or Khalil Mack, or, you know, whoever it is, Kenny Clark and Dominguez Sue, like just monsters.
Jeez.
Monsters coming across the line and seeking you out. But Dear Hayes will be later in the hour. Scott Mitchell will join us here in a moment. Mitch White on the mound for the Jays, looking to redeem the arms anyway tonight because it was ugly last night. The duo of Barrios and Richards is really not something anyone wants to see.
Third inning.
Yeah, you can't see it anymore.
It wasn't good.
Because Barrios got clipped for 6 earned last night. Richards came in. He gets clipped for 3 earned. Both of them have ERAs bloated above 5. It's just not good. Not a good situation.
I was trying to defend Barrios a little bit. Like, watching that game, like I was trying to go, like, his D could have given him a little bit of help. I know, 6 earned. I get it. But, like, Bo had, just goes off the edge of his glove. There was one other play that was Biggio.
Yeah.
Doesn't get there through the hole there. Like, it was close. Sometimes you need a little help from your teammates, and they weren't helping him. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, 6 earned is 6 earned.
He gave up another home run last night. That's 18 home runs he's given up on the road.
Yeah,
like, those are massive. Let's bring in Scotty, and I want to ask a simple question. Bring him in.
Okay, here he is, our TSN Blue Jay reporter, Scott Mitchell. Go ahead, O.
Scotty, if you could describe the body of work from Barrios this year in one word, which one would you choose? Scotty, hang on a sec. Good question or not?
It's an interesting question. I think interesting questions can be good questions sometimes. Like off the cuff here, I'm going to freestyle it. I don't know what you guys have been talking about, so I'm going to use the word sloppy. Sloppy is the one word I'd use.
Yep.
That's not the word you want to use for a guy on that deal and a guy with those expectations, Scotty.
Yeah.
No, it's not what you want at all. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we've talked about this a lot, and we've talked about it in, you know, in numerous ways and numerous times. And, you know, you look back at his last 5, 6, 7 starts and, you know, look, it's 2 earned, 2 earned, 3 earned, you know, 4 earned, 2 earned, 1 earned, and then an 8 and then a 5. So it's, you know, he's consistently, you know, put up some good stretches, and then the duds are just really, really bad. And, you know, it's really hard to explain kind of why they happen. You know, it's really easy to explain what it is, and it's his fastball. And, you know, you look at the numbers, and I don't have them in front of me, but his fastball is just getting crushed, and it's, you know, like a 600-plus slugging percentage, and you just can't pitch in the big leagues like that. And, you know, those are the days that he really gets burned. And, you know, when he can spot that fastball and, you know, kind of keep hitters off it, you know, he's been, you know, kind of vintage Barrios. And, you know, we've never seen it in his career where he's been this bad, especially with that one pitch. And, you know, it's really, really hurt him. And, you know, you look at, you know, where you're at in the season, and, you know, it's such an interesting case because, I mean, you know, do you trust Ross Stripling right now too? You know, it's a tricky question.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ross got lit up his last outing, but he isn't prone to that throughout the season. Like, Stripling is not a guy that you close your eyes and you wonder, is he going to get lit up for 6, or is he just going to get, you know, give you 2 earned over 5? I think he's been more consistent, and I think this is the issue. Like, I fully expect Barrios will get the ball in the wild card game. Like, we know Manoah and Gausman are pitching games 1 and 2, which means Barrios is probably getting game 3 if it gets to that. And I'm going to be terrified for the Blue Jays when that happens. And that doesn't mean that he won't pitch well. Doesn't mean that when he's on, he doesn't have better stuff than Stripling. We all know that. But I trust Stripling won't get destroyed the way I kind of expect or think that it's possible Barrios could in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's an interesting question. I think, you know, internally the Blue Jays are kind of asking themselves the same thing, and it's so interesting to look at Barrios versus Stripling because Barrios' struggles have come early in the game. He doesn't seem to get touched up. If he gets into the 5th, 6th, 7th inning, he's usually pretty good. You know, it's usually in the 2nd, 3rd inning that you really see him. He's already, you know, 5, 6 earned on the board, and you're saying, oh, the pen's heating up already. And then Stripling's a little bit different because he's cruised through, you know, 4+, and then he gets into trouble because anything after 80+ pitches with Stripling, and you're still kind of wondering what you're going to get the third time through the order. And, it's so interesting because he's been so efficient, you know, with his pitch count and, you know, with what he's been able to do, especially with that changeup, that he's been able to get, you know, through six plus innings, oftentimes with 85, 90 pitches. And, you know, just the, you know, the sustainability of that is really tricky. So, you know, it's a really interesting question, but, you know, a lot of people have made this comparison and, you know, look back at 2014, 2015, Marco Estrada, and, you know, every fifth day you kind of wondered, you know, okay, this is the start the wheels come off. And, you know, he was just excellent, you know, for two plus years. And, you know, that's kind of what Stripling looks like, where you're kind of waiting for the wheels to fall off. And, you know, he's got that one dominant pitch in the changeup, and, you know, it's just working this year.
Do you hate the Trop as much as the Jays hate the Trop?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. It's, you know, it reminds me of the, you know, the Big O in Montreal. It's so funny how you talk about the Rays and the Expos and, you know, a team back in Montreal and things like that eventually. And, yeah, it's not great. It's an okay place to watch a game, to be honest, but it's not great. It's not a place you want to play baseball, and it's not a place, if you're the Blue Jays, that you know, you want to go on the road for three games. So, you know, it's interesting. You guys just mentioned, you know, Hayes, you mentioned Manoah, you know, starting that game one. Look, the Blue Jays internally have kind of said, if we need him on the final day of the season in Baltimore to get that first wild card spot, if that's up for grabs, they're going to use him that day. And, you know, that sets him down for that entire series. And, you know, that's going to be an interesting kind of shuffle. So, you know, you need Barrios and Stripling pitching well going into the postseason.
That's interesting. The idea of believing you're in a better place at home without Manoah than possibly on the road with Manoah. That's effectively what they're debating right now.
Yeah, look, it sounds like that's what they're going to do. If they get to Manoah is lined up for the final day right now, you know, looking at a scenario like you had last season where, say, you got to play to get in that day, you know, that's where he's lined up right now. And, you know, it sounds like if it comes down to home field or, you know, getting that second or third wild card spot, yeah, he's going to pitch that day. And then, you know, then you're talking about, you know, Gausman, you're talking about Barrios and Stripling being needed in that series, unless you really wanted to bring Manoah back on short rest for that game three if you get to the third game of the wild card series. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like they're valuing the home field advantage, which when you look at the record at the Trop, makes sense. When you look at a potential trip at Seattle and what that place could look like in terms of home field advantage for them, makes sense. And when you look at, you know, Cleveland as well, you know, they've got some playoff history there, tough place to play probably in the playoffs. They want those games at Rogers Center, and, you know, it's hard to disagree with that.
With Scott Mitchell, how does Trevor Richards keep playing for the Jays? Can you explain how Richards continues to be a member of this team?
Well, that was a very matter-of-fact question. Look, you look at Richards, and he's had an interesting year because I think he's been better than his numbers. You know, he's got some swing and miss, especially with the changeup. So, you know, they've obviously used him mostly as the opener, trying to, you know, kind of hide him and shelter him a little bit and find some advantageous spots because, they would like to find, you know, last year's Trevor Richards that, you know, kind of ran a 3.5 ERA, but, you know, it hasn't been there this year, too many walks. So, you know, they're trying to use him in kind of low leverage spots and spots they can game plan for a little bit.
Whit Merrifield, he's supplied some offense recently, and he's getting to play more based on some injuries. Do you get the sense that Jays still believe he can be a valuable piece the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, look, they need him. You know, they need him to play some type of role, and, you know, the value is in his versatility because, you know, he sure hasn't hit much this year when you look at, you know, the numbers, whether it's against lefties or righties, has been below replacement value. So, you know, there's not an obvious platoon advantage there, like he crushes lefties or anything like that. So, you know, it's been a struggle, a sub 700 OPS with the Jays. And, you know, the value is he can cover for Springer when Springer needs a day. If his elbow starts barking, he can, you know, obviously play second base. And now Santiago Espinal is on the IL. And, you know, he can, you know, stand at a couple other spots in the outfield. So, you know, he's kind of one of those types of players where I think you look at this Jays bench and you look at the numbers and, you know, they're obviously not there for some of these veteran guys. But when you envision, you know, a moment in the playoffs that you need a big hit or, you know, potentially a defense replacement in Jackie Bradley Jr.'s case, you know, it's an interesting bench, you know, if they can, you know, find a way to contribute in key spots.
With Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter, the Aaron Judge home run pursuit, how intrigued are you by this?
I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I think the most interesting and intriguing angle is just the contract stuff. I mean, you know, this is a guy that bet on himself, you know, coming into the year and, you know, has put up a season for the ages. And, you know, I think, you know, I talked about this on the morning show the other day. And, you know, I remember the home run chases of the 90s and those kind of rejuvenated baseball. And, you know, I'm not sure what this one does for me. I think it's just kind of looking at a great player having a great season and, you know, wondering how much he's going to be able to command on the market. I think, you know, historically, you know, probably even falls behind Ohtani last year, you know, for me personally.
Really? Yeah, I mean, that's been interesting how, you know, building up what Judge has done and the argument that if you take roids out of the conversation that maybe he's having the greatest offensive season of all time. Yet Ohtani did something last year that I think is more awe-inspiring because of the nature of it, right?
But how, like, awesome is it for baseball? It's back-to-back years. You have another fascinating story, and mm-hmm. it's like that's ultimately what you want.
I think this is getting more attention. Like, as great as Ohtani was, his team sucks so much, and he plays on the West Coast. I think it was more a lot of box score analysis, like, wow, look what he did again last night. Judge, you're like, I got to see him every at bat. You know, I think this one's easier to track than what Ohtani's done the last 2 years, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, I think that has everything to do with West Coast and market. You know, if Aaron Judge was playing in Milwaukee, I doubt, you know, it's getting the same type of attention. But yeah, I mean, just he's one of the game's biggest stars, and you know, he just had a whole lot of attention, and, you know, the fact that he can go out, you know, with that, you know, kind of contract pressure on his shoulders of, you know, turning down a massive deal and, you know, do something like this, it's impressive. And, you know, I hope he holds off until Monday at Rogers Center and, you know, gives, you know, somebody probably a pretty valuable souvenir.
No kidding.
Wow.
No kidding, Scott. How about this guy sent me a tweet. Is Pujols, he's not one away, is he? Because he's the second game on Apple right after the Yankees. Can you imagine?
I thought he's two away, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still, I think, a couple away, but you're right. Yeah. But
imagine imagine the catastrophe of Judge and Pujols in the later game, and they both do something that's outrageous, and no one, I don't know.
Local markets can't call it. It's on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
Think Scotty, that's good how for was baseball, Scotty, or what?
I mean, there's a fight going on right now with Yes. I read something the other day in the New York Post about you know, they're trying to get Michael Kay to be able to call the Apple TV game, so they're trying to make an announcer trade or something like that.
I guess Kay turned it down. He's such a sensible guy. He just said, "No, I couldn't possibly steal your limelight." Meanwhile, you know, he's seething. Got to be seething tonight.
Yeah,
seething.
Seething. If Judge hits a home run his first at bat, Michael Kay might drive to Yankee Stadium. Yeah. He might drive onto the field. Yeah. Just right onto the field.
Scotty, before we get you out of here, any update on the summer goings-on with regards to rollerblading? Did you get out there and do your stuff?
Oh, well, it's funny. I mean, you know, I was waiting for you to come back because, you know, I had a little mishap. There wasn't rollerblading, but I did take a little tumble out in Los Angeles and, you know, came back minus one ACL and MCL and a little bit of a broken ankle. So,
ooh, dude, what device were you on?
Just one of those scooters and, you know, flying around a little too fast.
Guy.
Yeah. Like one of those, like a bird or lime, one of those things, like those, like one of those.
Yeah. Oh. It's amazing because I've avoided talking about it on this show for 2 months and then, you know, just accidentally. So you never know. That's what they say in journalism. You know,
let me just ask you one thing. For you to have that type of injury on that scooter, you were creamed out of your mind, weren't you?
No, I mean, not at all. I just am a really bad driver in the morning. So, It's really hard to explain 2 months later how it happened and yard sale the way I did, but bad luck and a jagged curve. So
did you at least get up and try and walk? Were there people watching? Like, did you eat it in front of people and like try and get up and shake it off, or did you just lay there knowing you were done?
No, I actually walked back to the hotel thinking, there was something wrong with my knee, but the best part of it is, nobody witnessed it. My producer was flying up ahead, and, the reaction where I knew the yard sale and the crash was pretty good was when all of the homeless people on the corner reacted in dramatic fashion, asking me if I was okay. So,
yeah, that's not good, man. That's a tough town to blow a wheel into. Hollywood. You're in L.A. Dude,
did you have, like, orange spandex on and no tarp, or what was your gear like?
No, I was just wearing normal clothes. I was just trying to get to the hotel a little bit quicker than I would have regularly. So,
Ever heard of a cab, Scotty?
Goon move, and Jay Onright better give it to you the next time you speak with him, or is he already aware of this?
Oh, yeah, you're the last one to know. Everybody knows. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a shame, Scotty. No empathy, clearly, on this show. But
I mean, hey, O-Dog goes on holidays for 2.5 months and things happen. So.
They do happen. They absolutely do happen. All right, buddy. Well, enjoy the weekend. Get better, and we'll do this again down the road.
All right, cheers, fellas.
Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter. That's you blow a wheel like that out in public, man. Oof. You got to get up though. You have to. You can't lay there for too long.
You have to get up. Like that's doesn't matter what happened to you. You got to get up and shake it off like nothing. Mm-hmm. Pretend like it didn't happen. Like that's
like when you fall on ice. Like everyone's falling on ice, and you know it's hilarious for whoever's seen you do it. Like they want to laugh, but. Man, it's so painful, but you have to get up.
There's got to be a top 10 eating you-know-what out there, like where just fall and bite it.
Well, remember when you'd see, like, your dad blow a wheel on ice when you were a kid, and you laughed? Like, as bad as it sounded, you'd be – and then he was so mad, he wanted to strangle
you. Dude, I would never
him.
Laugh at my dad blowing a wheel. I don't think I've ever seen my dad blow a wheel.
You've never seen him fall on ice? Or anything. Like not bad fall, but just like, whoa, what
are
you
doing
there?
My dad was a manly man, and I think he said to himself, I will never blow a tire in front of my children. It's never happening, and it never did.
Well, good for him, though. That's a good streak.
I once witnessed coming into a rink at the NHL level, and there was a guy wheeling around the ice. You walk in for morning skate, and you're like, all right, like that's our ice. There's some hero out there just doing laps. Like, and the guy ate it hard into the boards and got up. You could tell, like, his leg bent back. I was like, this guy is done.
Yeah.
Turned out it was like a president or vice president of that team and was out there just by himself wheeling around, and he needed like surgery, like broken leg type of thing. We were on the road. I can't remember what rank that was in. The minute I watched him eat it, I'm like, that guy is in trouble. And he got up. He knew there was a couple of us, like, kind of, as you're walking by the rink, you got to get to your dressing room, whatever. And you hear him hit the boards hard. And he got up and just tried to, like, shake it off. But, like, the wobble skate away.
He was so shook.
Done.
Yeah,
so done.
So shook. It sucks, man. You blow a bad wheel. You know it. Because everyone's like, what is going on here? Like, what is this person doing? And you got to battle through. You have to.
This person doing?
Anyway. All right. Dear Hazy Beast coming up. Our best bets brought to you by FanDuel later this hour. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.
So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes. We did.
Yeah. Well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
My God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
All right, are you guys ready for this? It is new. What?
We're ready. Let's go. What do we got?
Love it.
All right, I'm looking for the grappler. And I've got his feed. He's got me the information, and we've got here.
Okay.
Dear Hazy B, only Hazy, maybe you can answer this one. I am going to see the Leafs in Vegas in October. Should I wear my Matt Stajan jersey? Or do I buy a new one for the trip? What's the move?
Wow, what a question that is. I guess it depends on what your plan is in Vegas. Are you, you know, you're, who are you going with? What kind of action are you looking for before the game, after the game, etc.? Because we all love Stage, but I don't think Stage is creating a big buzz in Vegas.
Yeah. Dude, you watch yourself. That's a slam dunk layup answer. You go with the Stage in jersey, and you have a Ryan Coke, and you have a good time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen,
if you're going back to the casino to play nickel slots, you're
that's
not going
what
to
I'm
the
saying.
Bar in a Matt Stajan jersey.
That's the thing about Jersey guy in Vegas. You know, like now the game ends early, right? For Vegas, you're back at the hotel by 10 o'clock. You can change. You can go out. Like,
right.
But Jersey guy, Vegas. I don't know if it's that conducive. I wouldn't
maybe
buy a
you're
new
right.
one though.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Vegas is no Jersey guy if you want to do like just, the club type thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
If you're going out after, which you probably should be if you're in Vegas, I think you leave the jersey at home. That's your answer.
Let me paint a picture. You go to a Hakkasan or a Tao, and you're standing in line.
Greece.
And there's like people just, you know, button downs, people like ready to rock, and you're standing there in a Matt Stajan jersey.
No.
And – like they,
I think
they
it's
won't
a King Daddy topper move. Noodles, I think you are well-equipped for this one because
all
you
right.
know about guys' trips, girls' trip. Dear Hazy B, we had a boys' weekend out in Eastern Ontario, but our one pal decided to accompany his wife to the simultaneous girls' weekend in Muskoka. Should we take the hint he'd rather gossip in champagne than fish and beer? Do we still invite him on boys' trips in the future?
Well, first and foremost, the girls must hate his guts. Is he the only guy that went on the girls' trip?
Yeah, we need more info there. Right?
What happened is there was a guys' trip, and he decided to, like, the girls' trip was on the same type of weekend, and they were all together, weren't they?
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's going on a couple's trip instead of a guy's trip, but I get that. Sometimes you choose one or the other. I don't know if you get the invite. Like, if you choose...
That's an X off the list for me.
I think you do. I think you do as long as if it's a couple's weekend. That's why you need more information. If this guy's just choosing to go a different direction where it's an annual event, the boys are getting together, and he's like, you know, thing I'm committed, you know, on the home front, there's nothing I can do about it, then that's a reasonable explanation. But if he's just saying I really have no interest in coming out with the boys, I'm going this way, then he's Xing himself. Guess what, he's not looking to be invited in the
future. Guys, I have
he's
the details.
He's out of the rotation.
I must not have read it wrong. He had the weekend planned with the boys, but he decided to accompany his wife on a girls trip
instead.
But that's
He's
out for good. He's out.
It doesn't make any sense. You're out.
Okay, Hazy
fine.
B.
Don't overthink it. He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Hazy B, all you right here. I was on the VIA train, and the meal cart came by, and I let the woman next to me order hers first, and she gets the last chicken meal. I'm left with the salad. She then proceeds to feed the chicken to her dog that is in a case under her legs. Should I say something?
Yes, absolutely. That,
what are you going to say, Hazy?
What you have to say is this. You ask a question. You have to be respectful. Excuse me, ma'am. Did you hear the staff member tell you it was the last chicken and that I got screwed? You know, like you need to get to the bottom of that if she understood.
But you know she's going to come back at you with, well, what about my dog? She's
well, that's it. And listen, that's the dog. We've talked about this. Dog people, I have mentioned this on the air before. My wonderful mother-in-law has a dog. She comes by the house quite often with a dog. My sister-in-law has a dog. My sister has a dog. And this is the definition of the difference between dog people and non-dog people. Again, I'm not anti-dog. I love dogs. I just don't own a dog, and I don't have the same connection to dogs.
Right.
They will come to the house and take a bowl out of the drawer, fill it with water, and use it as the dog's bowl.
Your cereal bowl.
Exactly.
Something like that.
And I'll sit there and be like, that's a bowl I eat out of. I don't want the dog. Yeah. But doesn't
Dude,
even
me
register.
Me and my wife, hang on a
dog
sec.
People,
me and my
like,
wife.
You do that with no... your cats, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have small plates, and if they're not eating their regular dinner, we'll just put a little bit of the
exactly.
wet food on a small dinner plate, and it goes in the dishwasher. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Noodles, you can reason with me. Like, non-dog people, cat people, like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Like, why, you know.
The only thing I can defend this lady on the plane is she loves her dog more than she cares about the person next to her.
Understandably
regardless.
So, too. Like, yeah. she's and like, it's not her fault. There's no chicken. Right. Blame Via Rail. Grow yeah. up, Fia. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry, it wasn't
Noodles.
On the plane. It was on the train.
It was on the train.
But still, I just, like, that's the thing. You see animals in sweaters and getting fed, like, human food all the time. Like, I can't relate with that because I just, like, I never grew up with that. I grew up with cats, and they were mangy, and there was hair everywhere.
What was it your thing? Wasn't your thing?
Nothing.
It wasn't my thing.
It's not your thing. Noodles, okay. I know you're not a golfer, but I think you might be able to just kind of relate.
One. Give it to me.
You're not a golfer, but I think you might be able to relate to this type of a guy.
Hey,
dear Hazy right. B, my girlfriend's dad got tossed from his course for intentionally scorching a Stinger 3 wood into a crowd over disputed results from a meat tray raffle. Hang on a sec. Now he wants into my course, but he's a maniac, and I can definitely see a physical altercation in our future.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
That's tough. So he's been tossed from another
Guys,
course.
I got to go back. I got to rewind it. What is a meat tray raffle?
I'd love to know, honestly. Like, are we
Someone
talking
cured
meats,
know.
A charcuterie,
charcuterie
board?
Charcuterie, yeah.
J.P. Like, Berry, do you know what a meat tray raffle is?
Charcuterie,
It's got to be a charcuterie board, like something along – but. And like, do you know how dangerous it is to hit a Stinger 3-wood into a crowd? Like, do you know how angry you have to be to do that?
Dude, I will bet you $75,000 that guy has a mustache. 110%.
I'm not taking that bet.
No.
Yeah. The odds are too steep. You have to accept that guy's got a mustache.
Yes. Yeah.
You cannot vouch for
Graham Mink, you better DM me, and I want to know if your father-in-law has a mustache, because I guarantee you he loves to get pile-drived and hit Stinger 3-woods into people.
There's no way you can let him in your club, because it's going to reflect poorly on you, and you're right. It's going to end the relationship, because you guys are going to be in each other's grill at some point over a disagreement, because this is how he handles disagreements, is he just wires... You know, the ball into a crowd. Like, that's not good.
No,
you got to find a way for him not to be, to play with you or join your club. There's no way you can do it.
You can't have it, because then he's going to want to play with you, meet your buddies. He's going to get into altercations. Like,
but if he's just one of those guys? We were talking about somebody yesterday that just likes to have a good time, and he's just a good guy. You got to do it, man.
Listen,
I see you get him involved. You just give him a warning. Say no goofy stuff.
If he is blowing off steam over a charcuterie board to the point where he's hitting
it's a meat
into a crowd,
tray raffle. A
yeah,
meat
exactly.
tray raffle.
That does not sound appealing at all.
I don't
And yet
either.
He desperately wants that thing to the point
anyway,
where he sends
moving
that kind
on.
Of message.
Dear Hazy B, I'm a Canadian living in Chicago dating a girl from St. Louis. I'm a massive soccer fan. American Thanksgiving is the first weekend of the World Cup, and Canada has its two biggest games over Thanksgiving weekend. Girlfriend isn't happy. I want to bail on Thanksgiving. How do I play this?
I don't know, man. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. Honestly, I don't think there's a playbook to get out of this. I think you gotta be thinking long term. Honestly, you got like this is where you count your chips. What are you thinking? Is it girlfriend, soon to be fiance, soon to be wife? Or is it, maybe a turkey dump? Because that's basically what you're talking about here. It's effectively a turkey dump, or you're sticking around and you're watching football, American football, and you're in St. Louis or Chicago or whatever. There's no getting out of it. But
you could
hopefully,
you could fake an injury.
Faking injuries. I've done it before. I know the move. You know, I know
what,
everyone.
What,
knows
how did you, what do you mean? You faked an injury?
It wasn't a fake. It was. I had a reaction to something, and it got. You know, it was. Anyway, it's a long story to get me in a lot of trouble if I start talking about it. But listen, there should be some sensible, you know, heads at the party where you can have the best of both worlds. You can do the family thing. You can watch American football, but also get the soccer match on too. You know why? That's the beauty of phones now. You got to sit on the couch like a mute and watch it over your phone. So be it. It sucks, but you got to bite the bullet. If she's the one for you, you got to bite the bullet. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the truth.
That's true.
Thanksgiving down there, it's the biggest thing going. Number
one,
you can't mess
that.
It depends
how long you've been together. Did we bring that into the equation? If this is like first Thanksgiving, you got to chew on it and watch football and eat potatoes and act like you're into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. If it's exactly, if you've been dating since, you know, July and this is a big event, you're coming together with the family and stuff, you better shut up and just do whatever you're told.
Exactly. Just eat it. Yeah.
Yep.
Last one? Got time for one more.
Yep, one more.
Dear Hazy B, my fiance was having her bachelorette party and invited three of my friends' girls. The weekend of the bachelorette, those three friends plus one other guy and I get together. When the fourth guy finds out his girl wasn't invited, he loses it. What's the play here?
I don't see why he would lose it. Why is it his issue? He wasn't the one that was left outside.
You know how guys can be. Yeah. They get defensive. They're like, why didn't you invite, you know?
But it's not his call. It's his fiance's bachelorette. It's her call. Yeah. You know, I don't know. You got to be able to talk a guy like that off the cliff. Just say, it's not like we excluded you. You know, I mean, maybe they're not that close. And it's not like she's not going to be invited to the wedding. You know,
but
just
is,
get over
dude,
it.
These get dicey, man. These get dicey. People take it personal. And you know with the Insta, they want to be involved in the social media.
But I think his play here, guys, is that he wants her to be invited because he's got something else on the go, plans to go out with the guys or go. Like, he's like, hey, like, everyone's free and they're going to go out and do something because, you know, the girls are going to the bachelorette. So I'm going to go and have drinks or watch a game or whatever.
Right.
My girl didn't get invited. I can't go out now. That's probably
that stuff ends friendship. That stuff ends friendships. Like never talking to you again type stuff.
I don't understand that. Like, why would it ruin a relationship between, you know, two guys?
Well, Hazy,
because
let me ask
women
you this. If me and Noodles and you were all kind of neighbors, like your buddy that drinks across the street, and we hung out all the time, and then all of a sudden there was a party, and like you didn't invite me or my wife. Like, I'd be like, what? That's what people are like. It's like weird stuff like this happens all the time, I'm telling you.
I understand. Yeah. Hey, listen, he's hearing it. He's getting chewed out. So now he is. I think Noodles is onto something. He's taking it out on the boys because it's like, why are you jamming me up?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like, why
he actually
make sure
doesn't care, but he's being jammed up.
That's right. He's being like jammed up, and he's taking it out on his friends. And really, there's nothing more you can say. Hey, it's gone, man. They've gone to Vegas. Are you riding with us or not? Because, you know, don't ruin our weekend. We're sleeping in tomorrow. We're gambling. We're playing 36.
Exactly. You know? And he can't do that because his girl's sitting there going, we're watching a movie tonight. We're going to hang because she doesn't have anything to do either, maybe, because her friends are gone.
Right.
That's tough. Yeah.
That is
lady
tough.
On the train. The lady on the train taking the last chicken and giving it to the dog was a greasy move.
Yeah,
I thought so too, but I didn't want to say it because there's a lot of animal lovers out there that would think that dog deserves the chicken just as much as the guy. So I didn't want to
You could work for PETA. I don't care. It's a greasy move.
I mean, the dog isn't offered a meal. The Via train employee didn't ask Scooter if he wants chicken or salad.
And the guy gets stuck with a salad.
Yeah, that's a jam job. And being cordial, right? Saying, hey, you go ahead first, even though rightfully it was up to him to make the call. That sucks. You got to get to the bottom of that. All right, we'll come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Tee up the weekend. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Bet on all your favorite teams on the FanDuel sports book app. Looking at the NFL, I think because Al's brother is so definitive that Buffalo is going to roll, and he thinks Miami is a fraud. Moneyline bet, Miami paying plus 184. Little sprinkle. Not a big bet, just a tiny little sprinkle. Wow. I like it. Yeah, I do.
Play
I like
clip,
it.
JP of Al's brother saying Miami's a fraud, if you can find it.
Yeah, we'll find that. Because that did hurt. That was.
Yeah, that's
listen,
tough.
He says it with passion. I'll give him that. The Lions are getting 5.5. They've been pretty good. They've been pretty good through 2 weeks. Minnesota not so great. I'm willing to take the points with Detroit, and I'd bet the over. It's a high total, but I think this will be a shootout. And those are my plays right now. I'm leaning Eagles, too, because I don't think Washington's great, and I think Philly may be the best team in the NFC. We need them in terms of survivor picks because the Chargers were the big favorite, but it doesn't sound like Herbert's going to play. So if Herbert doesn't play, you got Jacksonville, who's really in a good place. They've been playing well earlier in the year. Anything could happen out there. The best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more and get your winnings fast when you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today.
I think the Finns are frauds.
Yeah.
This guy's outrageous.
He's just the best.
It is.
They're
it's
frauds.
So funny.
Like, think about how you could take a little bite out of it. You know what I mean? Just say, I don't think they're 2-0. You know,
I'm unsure about them.
I'm unsure.
But he came
about
up
them.
With JP. Let's hear what he thought.
I think the Finns are frauds.
Frauds.
Like, that's such a harsh comment. It's
so
a
harsh
comment. And he might, you know, end up eating those words. He might.
He might. Like, he might. If he does, it doesn't matter anymore. He's bulletproof.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Teflon. He really is.
I think the Finns are frauds.
Like they're frauds. He easily could have said, I don't think they're as good as some people think. Okay. Yeah.
People are blowing them up and they don't deserve it.
Right. Yeah. Or, hey, Buffalo's just so good it doesn't matter who they're playing. But no. The thesis is Miami sucks. They're frauds.
I think the Finns are frauds.
I think the Finns are frauds. So, we'll see. You guys are on Buffalo laying 5.5 or 6, I believe. I think I took Green Bay, and then you guys took the Niners in Denver. So those are your picks.
Right.
And we'll see how it all plays out. As for the Jays, they're at the Trop. Mitch White on the mound tonight. And, man, do they need a response. They need a response.
Big time
tonight. Because the bats have been alive. They put 5 runs on the board last night. But something's got to give.
Enough.
Something's got to give down at the Trop. So we'll see what the Jays are made of this weekend down in Tampa. We'll have that fully broken down. And by Monday, the Leafs will have been on the ice actually playing games. Refs and scoreboards and the whole nine.
They're playing a preseason game tomorrow. Oh,
doubleheader.
It's a real game. One's in Toronto, one's in Ottawa, though. Like they're playing.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so the night game tomorrow night is on TSN 1050, so you can hear Leaf action tomorrow night. So that would be great. Yeah. Bonesy back in the fold. Ralphie back in the fold. Awesome.
Weather's getting hockey weather.
Sure is,
it's
man.
All coming together.
Sure is. Yeah. So we look forward to that. We'll have it all broken down on Monday. We appreciate everyone tuning in, TV, radio, podcast, web, wherever you happen to be checking it out. We appreciate it. Set your PVRs on TV in the future, so if you can't watch us live, you can watch us later. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes as well. We are out of here. Enjoy your evenings. Enjoy the games this weekend. We're back Monday at
4 p.m.
We'll chat then.